Director of County
Item 10, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, providing a written report on the status of negotiations with Barrett Visionary Development. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Well, I previously asked to have this scheduled for closed session because I had requested that Mr. Bushnell Nielsen, who's advising us on this property, be present, and I was informed this weekend, that he could not be here, correct? So I don't know that there's any reason for us to go into closed session on this. What is the committee's pleasure? There's no action item before us. I just want to express my displeasure at being informed so late. I mean, this was 2 weeks ago the request was made, and my understanding was he was going to be here. And I think it's fair to talk in open session about the statutory provision that was passed regarding the public trust doctrine. I'd like to hear from administration, if we could, Mr. Tigwaley-Smith. There's no plan for the attorneys to return to the legislature to take any other action. Is that a fair assumption?
Chairman and supervisors, I apologize for the Bush not being able to be here. It was communicated in an agenda setting to have him here, and I was not able to work that out. You're really asking a government relations question, and I don't have the answer to that. I have met with people in the past at every different level of government that have asked about this project, looking to support it. I will continue to provide information. I'm not participating in any lobbying, but you're really asking a government relations question that I don't have the answer to.
I'm passing the gavel. Supervisor Bowen, may I have the floor? This is not a government relations issue. This is regarding the sale of the transit center site. And our attorney, the attorney that represents this county, with two resolutions outlining what the position of the county is, one put together by the chairwoman, which included compromise, which stated the public trust doctrine would be part of clearing the conditions. And then a second resolution by myself and Supervisor Borkowski asking for a court action to clear title. And as I understand it, and this has been stated before in open record, title policy has not been acquired. The public trust doctrine continues to be a problem. And our attorneys representing us need to communicate what they're doing representing us. So this is not an intergovernmental relations issue. And it's a fairly straightforward question. Are there any plans at this time to return to the legislature to clarify the public trust issue? It's a yes or a no question.
By me, no. I will continue to provide information as requested to all parties to move this project forward with consistent with the resolution.
And I want to state, Mr. Chair, my dissatisfaction that Bushnell Nielsen is not here. I wasn't going to pull an Alexander and call the office myself and find out where the heck he is, but I'm not happy about that. There are more than one attorney in that office, and this board is being represented by legal counsel. We do need to hear from legal counsel once in a while as to the status. And there are two clear resolutions defining his relationship with regard to the county's position on selling the transit center. And I sometimes feel that the administration is working against the policy, established policy, and that is not what they're supposed to be doing in terms of administering these policies with regard to sale of the transit center. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
So what is the current status then? Because I keep reading, I thought we've seen in the last month additional statements by Mr. Barrett that that he believes it's proceeding, that he has several offers for a title, that it's not an issue. He's got a timeline out there for when construction starts. So I continue to be confused that there's no deal in front of us for approval. We hear that there's still issues, and yet that's contrary to the public statements that I continue to read. So if we could have clarity.
We provided an update in last session about the current status of the transaction, including our negotiations regarding title. If we'd like to repeat those because they are related to pending negotiations, and I think it would be a good idea to go into closed session so that I can provide those that were not part of that that information, or I can take it offline and do it separately. But the update would be nearly identical to the update that was given in closed session last time, which I believed provide some clarity of the questions that you're answering, asking. But again, because it's regarding pending negotiations, I think we should go into closed session to do it if that's the will of the committee.
Well, I think this is something we can say in open session. I will be cautious. The buyer's title policy can be different than the seller's title policy.
That is an accurate statement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Director, is it possible that we could arrange to get the outside counsel to meet with the committee soon?
Absolutely. So I have given him the dates of committee meetings for next year for him to pencil it in case the circumstances arise. Again, as I communicated an agenda setting last week, that was the expectation. I confirmed about Wednesday or so that was not possible and failed to update the committee until late Friday. That was the circumstance. And so going forward, if the expectation that you want him sort of on call for committee meetings, I will do my best to make sure that time is set aside to do that.
Thank you. Is it the will of the committee to have this the meeting with outside counsel before the next board day, before we go to break and have to meet next February? Supervisor Jackson.
Could I make a suggestion? I appreciate that offer, Mr. Chair. I think if the statement of Mr. T. Whaley Smith, that there is nothing that he knows of with regard to any other pending legislation on the public trust doctrine, if that's not accurate, then yes, we should see Mr. Bushnell Nielsen. If that's an accurate statement, I think it can wait.
And I just want to clarify, the question was asked if I was participating in that, whether I have knowledge of things happening. I mean, there are people that talk to me all the time about the potential of things that are happening. And again, I would say that's a government liaison question. That's not a question for me.
Our attorney doesn't act in a vacuum. He represents us.
You're asking about pending state legislation, and you have people that work on that type of situation. My role is to provide information to people that ask about the economic development impact of projects, and I will continue to do that. And I have had those meetings and will continue to have those meetings.
Well, maybe we should get a statement from Don Tyler then, if T. Whaley Smith is not in the loop, perhaps Mr.
Director Tyler would like to join us at the table.
Corp
Counsel Bergen?
I mean, if the question is, are there people working on state legislation to help us in this project? Yes. I mean, they will continue to work on that. I don't know why there's a misunderstanding about that concept. And I think it's a good thing, before, frankly.
So there is someone working on legislation on our behalf.
If you want to go into closed session with me or other people, I can give you an update about what I know. Are there people that have suggested to me that there are things at the city, county, and state level, and you know that to make this project a reality? Absolutely. Do I continue to provide that information to people to try to make this project a reality? Absolutely. That's my job description. If you want me to not be wanting to make this project happen, then that's a totally different direction. I don't have the sense of anybody, other than some comments made in closed session last time, that the policy of Milwaukee County or the board is not to be working on this project and providing information to make this project a reality. If I misunderstood that, let me know that that's the decision of this board.
I'd like to request that we try to get outside counsel together with the committee before the next board day. So I think that might be possible. Maybe something came up today, but there really should be no reason that we can get together over the next week and a half so that we can sit down and hammer this out.
Well, we've just gotten some new information, Mr. Chair. We're being informed that there continues to be someone working on legislation with regard to the transit center site. Perhaps we do need to go to closed session to get what that information is.
Okay. I have no problem going into closed session. Are you motioning to?
Unless they're willing to disclose that in open session, Mr. Bargan is here. Perhaps Corp Counsel is the appropriate person to ask that question of.
The reason to proceed in closed session to receive information on what we just heard.
I think it's appropriate for closed session.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee go into closed session to receive information regarding strategy negotiation on the downtown transit center.
Okay. We do have a motion, Ms. Clerk, so we'll get ready, but also there's a comment by Supervisor Taylor.
All right, so what are we going to go into closed session about? Because, I mean, frankly, the person sitting here is not our governmental relations person. I don't know what additional we're going to get it because, I guess I interpreted what he said totally different than what the chair or actually, you know, the chairwoman, who, you know, let's be honest here, I recall seeing, you know, articles or, you know, that this is not the, your belief is not the best use of that site. So it's not like you've made it very easy for this project to happen. So I don't know what we're going to go in a closed session for when the right people are not here to discuss that. Now, what the state legislature does, that's up to them. We do know that. They can do things that we don't like. They did it to us. So I don't know if going into closed session we're going to gather anything new regarding pending legislation or legislation that's at the state level. What are we going to do, call in state representatives and grill them to what their intentions are? I think the right probably person you would want down here would be the county executive's government person. That's the person that you would probably want to ask those questions to, because he's the one that goes to Madison and is working with different state reps and state senators. Not ours. Ours isn't doing that. We didn't ask her to go to Madison and work on this matter. So to go into closed session, I'm not sure what we're going to get out of it, because this is not the right person to be talking about it.
Well, obviously, there's a number of moving parts in this. Is it possible that we can get that meeting with outside counsel before board day?
I'll do my very best to get that scheduled, yes.
We need that really confirmed very soon.
Yeah.
Supervisor Jersey.
Chair, anything I may have said regarding the transit center is irrelevant. There are two resolutions passed by the board with regard to the transit center. And the question before us this morning is the attorney that represents the county with regard to the two resolutions that have been passed by the board, whether he is acting on behalf of the county to secure legislation in Madison. We all know that last time that happened, we were not communicated with. Mm-hmm. Mr. T. Whaley Smith this morning stated that there is some additional legislation being worked on, and Mr. Bargan has recommended we go into closed session to find out what that is. I would certainly like to know what that is, because I don't think we've been given full disclosure.
Okay,
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask a question of Mr. Whaley Smith. Do you know whether or not, is there new legislation being worked on, or were you just kind of referring to what has been done in the past and any lobbying on that specific item? Because I didn't hear you say that there's new legislation that is being worked on by somebody. Could you answer that? Because
I don't,
think that's something.
I don't,
somebody didn't listen quite clearly, I think.
I don't know that of anything that is proposed and in the cycle of things. I will continue to say that we get approached by lots of partners at all government levels wanting to make this economic development project happen. We provide them information, and I think Supervisor, you said it very well. We don't control what the state does, and they're going to make a decision to do that. And so I, you know, if I'm getting the wrong signal somehow that you don't want me providing information to people about the economic development impact of this project, I don't say that in a facetious way to try to get some sort of outcome. I'm just confused if that's the case. I understand my role is to do the best job I can to bring you forth a project that is consistent with the resolution 1263, 633 that you passed, indicating the different elements. Am I going to be able to get all of those elements done? I sure hope so, but I may not be. If I can't meet every single one of those elements to the letter of the resolution, do you want me to stop working on it? I don't get that signal. I get the signal that you want me to continue to work on this to bring the best value for the people of Milwaukee County, and we will continue to do that as best as we can, and that's the update I have.
So you're not aware of a current piece of draft legislation that some state representative is working on that you know is going through the channels right now to be introduced in this session here early next year? You don't know of anything like that?
Hey, because this is related to negotiations, I think we should go in closed session to that answer because it affects our negotiating position.
Mr. Chairman, I call the question. I move to go into closed session to receive information.
Supervisor calls question. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll for the motion to go into closed session?
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt. Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
In reliance on Paul Bargan's advice, I vote aye.
There are 6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to adjourn into closed session is approved.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll go in closed session. It's all county folks in here, so we don't have to kick anybody out.